your team. You've got players coming back and available again. I'm thinking Andy Robertson, I'm thinking Trent Alexander-Arnold. You've got Conor Bradley, who is just a shining star right now. So those challenges that present you this weekend when you're trying to select that lineup against Arsenal.
That's not a challenge. It's for this one moment, and the first moment in the season, that we have kind of a luxury problem. Maybe more players really available for different positions than we can start. But it's absolutely no problem. It's just good. And it's this week between Arsenal and Burnley is probably the only week, as far as I know, where we play only one, where there's no midweek game. After that, we go again with all 3 days, I think, and we need all of them. We need all of them in a good shape. We had a lot of injuries during the season, but we always could deal with it because we are lucky with the boys who were still available or came back from injury, like when Maka was injured, Wataru was there and really good. Then Wataru had to go to Asia Cup, and then Maka was fit again. Left back, Robo out, Kostas could feature there, then Grossi out, Joey had to go left, Connor was finally fit. Same in the last line, when whoever was out, then Kwanzaa could step in, and that's how it was. Diogo was injured, then Mo had to leave, and Diogo came back. So that was this, we were unlucky with the injuries or the tournaments, but lucky with the boys coming back. So that's why we are where we are, and that there's no other reason. And now for this one moment, if that's your story this week, congratulations. And you really think about that, who can start the game? So and who will finish it? It's like we need them all, and I'm really happy that they look like they're all in a really good shape. And it's a tough opponent coming up. We need to be absolute at our best. We played them recently twice. Both games were not perfect. At home, we played a really good second half, but not a good first half. And there, we won the game, but it was not a game how we usually play it. Arsenal was very dominant for a long time, had a lot of the ball and chances, and we finished our situations off. So we have a lot to improve, and that's what I'm thinking about. Yes, and then I think, of course, about who is the best to start that game and who might be better to come off the bench or whatever. And that's... It's not a challenge, it's not a problem, it's just the situation we have, finally.
When we talk about the running, or heading into the running at this later few weeks of the season, how crucial or how much of an opportunity does this present itself for you to further your position at the top of the table?
Yeah. It's good, but you cannot really add that on. Shall I go to the boys in the dressing room and say, if we win against Hazard, we are 8 points, would it be then? Yeah, between us and them. It's really, everyone knows that. If we lose, we are still 2 points ahead. But then City is the big winner of a game where they're not even involved. That's outside talks and fine. Inside, we just focus on the game, on the things we have to do, improve from the games we played against them, learn from the games we played against them, because they're really good and they ask for a lot. And try to win. That's all. It's difficult enough anyway. At Arsenal, it's probably more difficult anyway. But we are in a good moment, and we should use that as well. And the things we did well recently, yeah, we should pack into this game as well. So let's give it a try.
What do you learn then, and what do you improve against them?
We'll improve, we will see. We'll learn is we have to be much more dominant. We're in possession. There it was a typical away game. Yes, we had a few problems here and there, and we had to, that's true. And it's a cup game, it's all about results, stuff like this. But I think everybody who saw the game know that Arsenal could have scored before we scored. And that could give the game a completely different direction, obviously. But even these kind of games you can win, but I would prefer us to have more moments where we are in charge, as difficult as it is, because they are really good. And you saw it in the home game when we played here first half. They were super physical in a good way, not kicking or whatever. They were really strong and on the ball, and they won these 1-1 situations. They won press balls, 50-50 situations. They won all that. But they couldn't cope with us for 90 minutes, and probably in the second half we should have won that game. But that's quite normal in football and quite common. No, we try or I try to give the boys the right information that we can just be better, and being better means be more in the game. Be more in the game means you have a bigger chance to win it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks.
Good morning, David.
Hi.
I'd ask you about Darwin Nunez.
You can.
He's hit the woodwork a few times, but I can ask you about his mindset, because missing doesn't seem to affect him at all. He just keeps
No, it affects him, of course. He's a human being. If that would not affect him, that would be strange. But yes, he knows he will have another chance. We'll have another. I said it after the game. The penalty was the, not a crossbar, stuff like this. But a penalty he missed, that was that hit him, definitely. But a little side story, which you probably didn't know, although I don't know if Darwin is available or not, because Darwin had, after 20 minutes, somebody stepped on his foot, and he had was very painful after the game. He only took the boot off after the game because he didn't want to see it before. He knew there is something, so he left the stadium in a boot, and it was not a football boot. So nothing broke, x-ray clear, but swollen. We have to see if he can get this foot back into a boot or not, and because that is, we all know, that takes time. I didn't see him this morning, so we have to wait a little bit. But just going through a game that with this kind of situation, with the pain you have and all this, that just shows so much more. It's not, I don't judge Darwin because of the crossbars moments. I judge him for the assist he has for Lucho, because that was late in the game, super decisive for us, super important for us. The run he makes, the way he gets in front of the defender, he sees Lucho coming, he puts the ball in, and Lucho can finish it off. That's outstanding footballing-wise. Not being bothered about your own bad luck or whatever, just staying in the game, and after the game we can talk about everything, what we could have done better in this moment or that moment, but staying in the game, and that's what he did, and I'm more than happy with him. It's just an interesting story. I get that 100%. Breaking a record for a crossbar is not a record you want to have, but if you have it, it just shows you're as close as it gets to score. And that's exactly Darwin's situation. He will score.
Been involved, obviously, in a number of really close title races, particularly with City in recent years, where it just seems that every game is must win. Does it feel a bit like that is happening again?
The dentist is calling. That might be important. Again, the dentist.
That is quite important.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Sorry.
I was just asking, obviously you've been involved in really tight title races, mostly with City, where every game seems to be must win, or you win and they inevitably win. Does it seem like that's happening again?
No idea. I think what we learned over the years is that if you want to be around City, you better win all your football games, because they do. That's all. This is the league. This is the time. A City is dominating. That's how it is. They play incredible stuff and would probably consider themselves not playing their very best season, but are where they are. We play a very good season at the moment, 2 points ahead City, and they play kind of a season and are 2 points behind us, which is really interesting. So that's the situation we are in. But we could discuss that, or we don't do it and just take it like this and go from here and try to play the best season we can play. When we face them, we want to beat them. In the other games, we don't have anything to do with them. But that's the thing. And Arsenal, they beat us. They're definitely there. They don't beat us, then ask them or other people. I don't know what that means. But it's so many games to come. We always judge them at the moment, and then it's like, but by the way, you play there. You can lose all these games. Unfortunately, that's how it is. You can win them as well. That's cool, but you could lose them as well. And then you lose key players in the absolute wrong moment, and we all have to get through this. So you ask these questions, you try to get answers. The only problem is we cannot give the answers. And not only we cannot give the answers because we don't know, but we will try to make it as hard as somehow possible for everybody who wants to finish the season above us, and let's see if we can do that. It's just what we want to try.
Jürgen, quite a dramatic reshaping of the midfield during the summer with the departures from Anfield. If you look at the amount of goals coming from midfield now, I think 13 in all last season, 17 already this season. A much more offensive look personnel-wise, but it hasn't been at any defensive cost because Liverpool have conceded less goals than any other team. How have you managed to do that, to get that, to still maintain that sort of defensive solidity, but to add quite a few extra goals as well from that key area?
The profile we wanted to sign was pretty clear. It was clear that we want to have these eights which can play both directions, good at that, leggy, technically good, stuff like this. But that will not change anything, because if you have these kind of midfielders, but the rest of the team is not depending on the absolute highest level, it doesn't change. So the main subject from the first day when we came back to the season was, we have to defend better. So that means we and not they. And that's what we did. So it's much clearer again. Offensive line, where it starts, high press, the midfield press, everywhere, it's clearer. They are all in. Absolutely, that makes a difference. Not so much to do with the midfielders that they are there now, because it was the midfielders we had last year, some of the best this club ever had. So that's how it is, but everything has its time, and this maybe as well, but still some of the best we've ever had, and some of the best stories I experienced in my life happened because of them. So all fine, but it was clear we need to change, and we did, but especially we improved as a team again. We found a way back to our ways, how we want to defend and how we want to be kind of dominant in the opposition, in obviously possession, when they have the ball. And yeah, that's the reason. That's all. I think everybody in this team hated the goal Chelsea scored, just because we took Ali a clean sheet away by not being present for a second. But we all know that with all our good defending, without Ali in decisive moments, yeah, we still would look slightly different. But so far, that's good. That's how it is. We can, if you want, we can talk about everything. We are first, we are top of the table. So we obviously are in a good moment and do a lot of good stuff. The problem is only that's now. I'm more interested in the table after the Arsenal game, and then after the Burnley game, and then after that. So that's what I'm not that I think about it, but that's what I'm more interested in. So now, so far we play a good season. We developed throughout the season. We step by step, we became a better version of ourselves, and there's still so much space for improvement. And that's what we will try to make sure.
Another thing that you have developed this season, I think you've scored more late goals than any team in the Premier League from 76 minutes onwards. I think it's 20. You're always playing against good teams. We know how strong the Premier League is, but what does that say about players in terms of their drive, their energy, their mentality?
Yeah.
Because if it was easy to do, everybody would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if it would be easy to do, we would have done it in the last few years as well. So you have to get into this mood, you have to get into this flow. We got forced into it early in the season because we had to chase games, we were 1-0 down, we had red cards, all these kind of things. So we had this experience early in the season that we have to try it until the last second. If you have this, and I don't have to tell the boys old stories from 16-17, we'll tell them, oh, there we turned games around. So these are our games early in the season, down to 10 men, turning the game at Newcastle around, winning against Bournemouth, losing in a very awkward way against Tottenham, but playing one of the best games I ever saw with 9 men. Well, it was the best game I ever saw with 9 men, because I didn't watch a lot of games with 9 men. So it was outstanding. Learning all that, getting through this, making the right conclusions, taking the right things out of it, and then you do it. I cannot say that we had now that we are working on late goals specifically, but the boys, that helps us well, because that's probably the other stat. I'm not sure about it, but probably we scored quite a few from the bench. The players we brought on were quite influential, so that's the quality of the boys coming on that obviously is pretty good as well. 5 subs help. That really can change football games. And so that's it. Just has it. Yeah. He's a complete package. With, and he knows that, and everybody knows that, with a few injuries in the wrong time and a few too many as well. So, like, unlucky. Wow. So, Djoko gets in each game, knocks like crazy. If I go through the list of medical reports I got over the years since Djoko is here, he's in each and every one of them. And not as injured, just as has a bruise, has a knock, has that. It's all after each game, so he really gets it. And on top of that, a couple of times he was out absolutely for too long. Otherwise, his numbers would look completely different. Now he was in a really good shape before he got injured, came back, was in a good shape. You can see he is literally flying in the moment. Everything looks light, looks fresh, looks explosive. And on top of that was, he always was, an extremely smart footballer. I think if the world looks at one point to a country where it's not big, but has an incredible amount of good footballers and really smart footballers, it should be Portugal. So the amount of players they deliver to the football world in comparison to the amount of people living, that's crazy. And then the kind of players they are, really special. Really special. So really game understanding is different level. And makes him the player for us he is, and I think from the first moment I saw him at Wolves, I was absolute excited about his potential. Can play all three positions for us up front, which is very special, especially in a moment when Mo is not here. And now, well, that's how it is with strikers. When you're in a good moment, you better use it. You surf on the wave, if possible, and then you can add a few on, and that's what he's doing. The goal he scored now against Chelsea was not only the opener, it was unbelievable goal. But you only can do that and have that idea to get through these two guys when you are full of confidence. And he did that, and it was fantastic. And gave this game the right direction for us. Very. I'm over the moon about so many things now. I said now about Portuguese players, I could say them probably. I'm all Argentine players, I don't know that many, but Maka is the same in midfield, just like a football doctor. I don't know. It's a wonderful story with the dad and the uncle and the cousins and the brothers and our footballers and analyzed games already as kids. And but that is, what did you see in the game? I could not thank his father enough for that knowledge. And education. Playing the position the way he plays, very special. Very, very special. Super aggressive, super smart. And his contribution for all our play in possession is extremely important. So we had that not for all the years since I'm here, but we had in a few years when we were in good positions. We always had this where everybody wants to write a book about an individual player, and this is fantastic and this is fantastic. They are all good. They are really, really good. That's why we are in this moment in time top of the table. This is the best league in the world, and we are top of the table. So what does that say? So are there any bad players in this team? Nah. So it's fine, I answer your questions, but the job is not to reflect on what they did and how fantastic they are and what they are good looking on top of that and all these kind of things. It's really about us digging deep into the season. Keep going, hold your breath, buckle up, all these kind of things, and go for it. That's what we are here for, with these fantastic players. And if one thing, each footballer's life, even if the last 3-4 years or the last year of his career, it's always consistency. You want to have a seat again. Yes, that's your potential. Mix up equality with attitude, you will have quality again. And then after the season, we will see what we learn from that. But for the moment, yes, base is good. Still to be extended. Make sure we are in a good possession for the position for the run-in, and then we will see.
Thank you.